This is the Austin Road Show podcast. The Roads Rewind.
I want to start the show off today with a couple of notes on the very sad passing of a man who has truly been remembered by those who knew and loved him as an incredibly valuable member of our community in so many different ways. A family man, a brother, a husband, a father, a friend, and of course, somewhere on that list, you would include attorney and Superior Court judge. For 16 years, he served as a Superior Court judge, handling everything from family cases to criminal, civil, domestic matters, you name it, in Richmond, Burke, and Columbia counties. He was appointed to the bench back in September of 2003 by Governor Sonny Perdue. And before that, he, for a number of years, was the chairman of the Columbia County Board of Education. So Mike's incredible experience and incredible lifelong vocation was that of a public servant. But it was not just a vocation for him. It was an avocation. He took ill several years ago and was forced into early retirement. God bless him. He was not an old man. He was someone who I wish had lived professionally, working for the good of all of us for another 20 or 25 years. I don't begrudge anyone their retirement once they've reached a certain age, but Mike was a young man. He was in his 60s, and again, this is far too young for us to be losing a man like him. 16 years, though, as a Superior Court judge, and it's funny, I was talking to one of his colleagues a little earlier today who made a great observation. He says, you know, I don't know that I ever heard Judge Annis mad. He was concerned. He was irritated on occasion. He was befuddled by some of the things that he heard. But he never got mad with anyone, at least that you could tell. And I had so many conversations with him off the record, deep, dark, behind the scenes, both as a school board member and as a judge. And I appreciate so much. There are a number of officials that we have here in the area who recognize and appreciate the importance of getting good information in the hands of media when they need it and when they go looking for it. And there were times when Judge Annis would say, geez, Austin, I can't discuss that particular issue this time, but call me back if there's another question. And I always understood that. Some things were closer to him than I thought that they would be. One time there was a case involving another judge in Columbia County, and I called him to get a little background on it, and he says, I'm going to have to take a powder on really commenting on this because a couple of matters associated with that case have come before me when that judge was on vacation, and just as a matter of, you know, being able to dot all our I's and cross all our T's, I need to be able to say that I said no comment if asked. I said, hey, 1,000%, I'm with you. I appreciate it. But there were so many other times when I just needed his legal expertise or his judicial insight into something. And he never hesitated. As long as the case didn't involve something he was dealing with directly, he would take an hour, if need be, and talk me through it and explain this, that, and the other thing. He was also incredibly helpful when it came to school board issues, dating back many, many, many years. And keep in mind, I brag on the Annis family a lot because primarily of my longstanding friendship with Mike's brother, Jeff. Mike and I were friends too, but Jeff and I, you know, pal around socially together. We've played golf. We've taken trips together. I mean, he and I are friends going back many, many years. But his mother, BJ, Mike's mother, BJ, and obviously Jeff's mother, BJ, and the rest of the Annis children, was this incredibly strong member of the Richmond County School Board for many, many, many years, had zero BS about her, was not a humorless lady, but when serious items did come up, she addressed them head on without blinking. I'd say not a humorless lady. Actually, she was a hoot to talk to before the meetings and after the meetings and, you know, on background to interview, that type of thing. When it came to the serious business of taking care of the kids and what was going on in the Richmond County school system, she had one speed, and that was full speed ahead, and she didn't suffer fools lightly. Mike was a soft-spoken version of his mother in that he was common sense, very conservative. He was very deliberate. But unlike his mother could cut you to the quick if you deserved it. I never saw her jump on anybody that didn't deserve it, but I saw her jump on a bunch of people who did. I never saw Mike jump on anybody. Mike was always a diplomat. He must have inherited that from his father or something. I don't know, because he didn't get it from BJ, maybe a grandparent or something. But Mike was a scholar and a gentleman, and he was a great officer of the court. And I feel like this area has – I felt like this when he had to retire, and unfortunately, because of health reasons, about a year or so ago. I knew – has it been a year? Maybe two at this point. I knew that he had been – no, I guess – I'm sorry. Yeah, it'll be 3 years. Wow. It'll be 3 years that he retired. Holy cow. February 1st. Did not realize that. Just looking at the Augusta press report article on this. I mourned for the area when we lost his leadership then, but at least I knew that he was going to be able to take some time to spend with his family and his friends. His wife was retiring as a school teacher from the Columbia County school system about that same time, so they got to spend some much needed relaxation and retirement time together before his illness overtook him. But I don't know of a single individual that served this area any better over many, many, many years than Mike Annis did as a school board member, at first as an attorney who handled all kind of things. I've got friends of mine to this day that hated when he went into the judicial leadership position that he was in because they lost him as an attorney. They missed him as an attorney. But they also recognized what they were losing as an attorney, the area was gaining with a great judicial mind and a great diplomat, a great negotiator, a great peacemaker. He was one of the most respected family court judges in the history of the area. God bless his family, to his wife Gina and his children. We appreciate you allowing us to have him as much as we did, the citizens of Augusta, Richmond County, and Columbia County, because he served the Augusta Judicial Circuit for many years. Beyond that, as a friend of Mike's, I understand what a tremendous loss you're dealing with right now. He is not someone who will ever be replaced. Life will go on, and the good news is that's the circle of life. His children and grandchildren will continue to have great successes and make their mark on the world for the rest of time, and the good that Mike did while he was a judge, while he was an attorney, while he was a school board member here in Columbia County, those times, those experiences, and those contributions will live on as well. God bless Judge Mike Annis. By the way, many thanks to Columbia County Chairman Doug Duncan, who ordered Columbia County flags at half staff this afternoon in honor of the passing of Superior Court Judge retiree Mike Annis.
Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Rhodes Show. Listen to Austin weekdays from 3 till 6 on Augusta's News Talk and Information Station, WGAC, at 95.1 FM, 101.9 FM, and AM 580. Stream it live on WGAC.com or on the WGAC mobile app. Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Rhodes Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.